The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Indeed, it is Rolene Marks on our Friday morning. It's bringing us the Israel Report from the front lines of her bedroom. How are you doing, Rolene?
Well, not quite my bedroom, but I've moved to my office.
Ah, there you go. You crossed the green line, did you?
This is
occupied
the
territories.
That I'm going to get across the green line. Yeah, I'm occupying currently my office. Listen, I got very excited the other day. I needed to use my passport number for something. I was absolutely thrilled. I thought that at least my passport is getting used this year.
Look, at least if you were late for the interview, at least you can't blame traffic for the commute. But anyway, that doesn't matter. It is an issue in Israel. Israelis do not like to be inside. They do not like to be cooped up. They do not like to be antisocial. And this is what is going on right at the moment.
This is what is going on. A lot of very, very angry Israelis, a lot of frustrated Israelis at the moment as we try to make sense of this this new lockdown, this new ultra strict hermetic lockdown, they are calling it, because our numbers are extraordinarily high. Lots of debates, a lot of finger pointing going on at the moment. But the bottom line is this, is that as of today, we are in a much, much, much tougher lockdown, basically only being allowed out to go to the pharmacy or to the supermarket, and very, 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 very strict services for Yom Kippur. There will only be several very, very, very strict, very, very toughly maintained specific services for Yom Kippur. Very difficult for us at the moment, given that it is the High Holy Days. And as you so rightly mentioned, a time where we are used to being very, very sociable with each other in our breaking of the fast gatherings, in our Sukkot across the country. It's a very beautiful time of the year to see all the homes dotted with Sukkot, Simchat Torah. It's very traditional for people to get out in the streets with a Torah, to dance, to celebrate. And this, of course, is not going to happen this year.
So, I mean, Yom Kippur particularly is often observed slightly differently in Israel. I mean, not everyone goes to shul, but people generally do stay home. There's no traffic anyway. And there's always the thing about kids riding their bikes on the highways because there's no cars. But even that is going to be restricted this year.
Well, exactly. You know, it is a very unique tradition, and you kind of have to be here to experience it. The absolute quiet in the street, except for kids on their bicycles, their tricycles, their skateboards, etc. That's probably not going to happen this year. What the government have said is that for the sake of mental health, they will allow kids to gather in the parks, people to use the outdoor gyms, but this has been tightened over the last couple of days because the numbers are still so high. So it's unlikely that we're going to hear the crunch, crunch of wheels up and down the streets as Yom Kippur comes in and all of the next day. It's going to be a very difficult chag, a very difficult period for Israelis. And I really urge you in South Africa, if you've got family and friends in Israel, check in over the next couple of weeks, because the second lockdown is a lot more difficult than the first.
Yeah, I think that is a really good call, Ro. You know, listeners to Chai FM will definitely have friends and family. We have many listeners in Israel. And maybe we need to do a little bit of a campaign just to reach out to our Israeli brethren at the moment. One of the funny things, funny is not the word, but you know, one of the unusual aspects of this pandemic has sort of been when we've been up, they've been down, right? So when we were having a sort of chaotic time in June and May, it wasn't so bad in Israel. And now South Africa's busy opening up and Israel's shutting down again. So it does give an opportunity to each side of the coin, so to speak, to just reach out, and try and connect, because it is a chaotic time. And in South Africa, at least people have sometimes gardens and things that you can go in. In Israel, you have small apartments and lots of children, and it might cause cannibalism or who knows what.
Yeah, not everybody has a mirpeset or a balcony. Not everybody is able to get out. I'm lucky. I have a lovely balcony. I can go outside every day, but not everybody has that privilege. And also South Africans, learn from my example. Take this very, very seriously. I know it's very tempting as the restrictions lift, you know, to get out there and to think that it's all over. It's not. We're going through a second wave. I know many countries that were ahead on the curve, countries like Spain, Italy, various others, are all in our second wave now. So, you know, please do whatever you can to protect yourself, stay safe, and, you know, not allow the situation there to get as it is getting around the world.
Benny Gantz, I saw talking about IDF hospitals for people who are ill. I mean, the actual death rate is still reasonably low in Israel. It seems to me that what they're concerned about is hospitals being overwhelmed.
Well, it's interesting that you find it low, because here we're very, very much concerned about the mortality rate. We don't, you know, we're concerned about the amount of people that are dying. Some of the hospitals, not all of them, are at capacity. Some of the hospitals are saying, you know, what are you saying? We were able to operate. We've only had reports from two hospitals that they're at capacity. But Benny Gantz, who is the alternate prime minister, as well as the defense minister, giving the instruction to the RDF to open up a field hospital. I know Ramban Hospital in the north in Haifa, they've said that they have the ability to turn their parking lot into a coronavirus ward should the need happen. You know, one thing about Israel is because we have this history of war and attack, we are able to mobilize very, very quickly. And I think that was the secret to our success the first time around. As a country, we mobilize, we rally exceptionally fast. We are able to, you know, to respond to threats incredibly quickly. We are a military-oriented nation, so we know the levels of that. But there are so many other vectors involved in this second wave completely getting out of control. And one of the big areas of discussion is the issue of protests. Should they happen? I know last night they still went ahead with protests, anti-Netanyahu protests outside his home. He is saying, you know, the lockdown's not as a result of the protests. Ronnie Gamsu, the man who they call the virus czar, you know very well how much I hate that word. He says that the vote to shut down was all about the protests. He says, and it actually makes him sick. It actually makes him sick that we've got to the point where this is the type of action we have to take. But the reality here is that we do have this massive surge in numbers, and something has to be done to bring it down. And while nobody wants to infringe on anybody else's right to protest, we do have to firmly rein in the spreading of this insidious virus, because we don't want to get to the point where all of our hospitals are overrun.
Yeah, indeed, it is a very serious issue. Ro, people are sending in their messages on our WhatsApp line and our Telegram line and our SMS line, just saying, wishing you a good Shabbos and an easy fast. And I'm sure during this time that everyone will be thinking about what is going on in Israel and family and friends over there. So do keep safe, and hopefully better news we can talk about after Yom Kippur.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to say to everybody listening, I mean, there's no greater group than the Chai FM listeners, people. First of all, to all of you, a Shabbat Shalom and a safe weekend. But Gemar Chatima Tova, an easy fast, a meaningful fast. It may be a year that we all inscribe for good health in the Book of Life. Also, I just want to give a shout out. I know I've done it several times before, but to Lindiwe, to DJ Flo, to Senna, to all the guys in the back end, you really, really are magical. If there are any of you whose names I've left out, it's not intentional. I just haven't had my second cup of coffee yet, so I'm not firing on full remembered cylinders. But I just want to give it out to all of you guys there at Chai FM. You know, I don't think you realize just how appreciated all your work is. Kathy, Howard, Benji, you, Simon.
Please say something about Tabo, otherwise he's going to be absolutely incorrigible.
Roline, you are on air. I pressed the button, so I should be of priority to you.
Tabo. And I'm going to say it again. Tabo, the man who makes the magic happen. There we go, Tabo. I give you full permission to moan at me later. You guys have kept us all connected. You keep us all going, whether it be in South Africa or here in Israel. You guys make the magic happen. So thank you. Tabo, 40 lashes with a wet celery for me because I didn't remember. But thanks, guys. And Shana Tova to everybody. Shabbat Shalom. Grama Fatima Tova.